One does Hashem in Mevarer Halachos of Oil. Halachos of Oil and Shabbos, the Isur Asiyas Oil and Shabbos, is some simple things that a lot of people know. And most of the Halachos of Oil are not known Be'atzoyer. Covering pots that could be also a lot of times, putting silver foil on a pot, carriages. There's a lot of halachas that people just don't know. And I want that one chelik this week, the other chelik the other week, you name it. Avad, if you know the yesoides, so avad the halachas after it come out much more kaseder advarim. It's two parts. Be'etzem is the Isur Boine and Shabbos. This is building, putting screws in buildings. And it's the Isur Oil, to do oil and Shabbos. The Isur to do oil and Shabbos, a tent in Shabbos, is Be'etzem like a tolde of Boine. So what is the new Isur of doing oil and Shabbos? The difference of the doing oil and Shabbos and Boine and Shabbos, the Isur Boine and Shabbos is when you build something kavua for a period of time. The Isur Oyel is even when you don't build it like a building, the Hainu. A Boine de Reise, Boine de Karka, has to be attached to the floor, something kavua b'mekoymoy. The Isur Oyel doesn't have to be dafka kavua dika oyel. Even an oil that is not attached could be an oil. Now, in the Isur oil, there's two groups in the Isur oil. There's one group in the Isur oil that is called oil kva, and there's a group that is called oil arai. Oil kva, Mishneh Berurah is mashmat, is for a couple days. Doesn't have to be for good. Even if it's for a couple days, it's called oil kva, maybe 5 days, 7 days, 10 days. It's a shir of oil kva. And it's an isur derabonon of oil arai. An isur derabonon to do oil arai. Isur deraisa to do oil kva. Isur derabonon to do oil arai. I'll explain. The same isur to do oil kva is the Isur to do a mechitzas kva in Shabbos. Mechitzas arai, they didn't answer in most cases. So again, first I have the klal, and then we'll start the esbeirim shabbat. The first klal is that oil kva is also, and mechitzas kva is also. Oil arai, or mechitzas arai, midei reisa amutar, midei rabbanon de asert. Oil arai de asert, and every oil that is made for protecting from sun, from sneers, every reason you build yourself an oil arai, it's also, we'll see soon what is including in the isu. And mechitzas arai, we said it's mutar. But if it's mechitza amateres, Chazal asked even to do it be'oifen arai. So I want to start a little bit in mechitza amateres, and then we'll go to oil arai. Again, we're not speaking be'oifen kavua. Be'oifen kavua, you're not allowed to do a mechitza be'oifen kavua in Shabbos. But we're speaking in the case that you're doing it be'oifen arai. So dear, you're allowed to do a mechitza ba'oifen arai, but you're not allowed to do a mechitza amateres b'Shabbos ba'oifen arai. What it means, a mechitza amateres ba'oifen arai, that you're not allowed to do in Shabbos? So I'll give one example. A person is in a hospital, and he wants to daven. But near him is laying another person, that is not clean, tzoya, it's all different things. Could be also not sneezdik even, but the iker, this I'm not so sure. But it's dirty. This is for sure. If he has to pull the curtain around them, he's allowed to pull the curtain. It's no shaila. You're allowed to pull the curtain around you. Why? Because the curtain is already connected. Like you're allowed to close the door and open the door on Shabbos. But in a lot of hospitals, what they have, they don't have a curtain. They have like a folding mechitza that you open it. That is also to open in Shabbos for davening. It's mechitza materas. If you do it for tznias, stam, you want privacy. And also, gerade doing davening, it'll be easier for you to daven. A lot of person want to be matir. But if the purpose that you're doing the mechitza materas is for matir you to daven, Shem Zalman Erbach says, even if the machitza is already materis on one side, to move it to another side is also us. But that case is not so motzui. So we'll go more to cases and more motzui a little bit, and then we'll understand. The second case in machitza materis. A mechitza materas that is more nogea to us is a person has a sukkah and the sukkah doesn't have three walls, only has two walls. You're allowed to add the third door in Shabbos or not? Doesn't have three walls, only has two walls. You're not allowed to add, even if you want to add it only for today. Happens as a wind. One of the walls fell down. You want to put back a wall? Now you'll have three walls in the sukkah. You're not allowed to. It's mechitza materas. And mechitza materas is also. Now, there's a halacha, we'll see it in a second, we'll go into the halachas of oil, that if you already have tefach, you're allowed to add. Also in mechitza materas, if you already have a tefach open, you're allowed to add. But in sukkah it's not like that. Because one tefach in the third wall is garnished. So you're not allowed to add. So the Shmira Shabbos that was printed, the Shmira Shabbos that everyone has in the house, is printed that you're not allowed to add, even if you have a tefach in the third wall, in Shabbos you're not allowed to add, because you're adding a mechitza materas, and mechitza materas is also. Till here it's simple. In some of the Sforim, I don't want to bring down their name because some of them had a very big mistake. They quoted this Shmira Shabbos Kilchosot or Shaila that is Nogia Lemaise. I even once, I think, Paskin, I'll be one of the Sforim. And that's Yisrael, it's Motzim more, but I think also in the States it could happen. People have sukkahs with moving doors. Now when you open the door, the sukkah doesn't have three walls, only has two walls. So it's very much, if people have these porches, one side is a doif and a kumo, they have like a small little sukkah, and the door, or the window, is the third wall of the sukkah. But when you open the window, the sukkah is left only with two doors. You're allowed to open someone opened the door in Shabbos, in Yontif. You're allowed to close this door or not? Happens a lot. When I was sitting, I remember 5 years ago in sukkahs, so visions of family, a big, huge family, had a huge porch, but Levi said it was built that without the door, they don't have Sheva al Sheva, because that was the wall that kashed the sukkah. And before Yontif, one of the kids moved the door. Now they don't have a sukkah. They want to know if they're allowed to close the door in Yontif or not. So some of the Choshev is falling, and I go, Levi said, Har Tzvi already is brought down a little bit, the Shaila. A lot of choshev esforim, it's called B'Shem Deshmir Shabbos Kilchos, even safer that I saw all the B'Shem Droshes, that it's been done B'Shem Deshmir Shabbos Kilchos, so that it's awesome. The new Shmir Shabbos Kilchos came out, he says, Mefurish that you're allowed to. And he says that it's not Negev. What the Mitzayin was, this Rav Shlomo Zalman that he brought down, that you're not allowed to add a Mechitza, Materas, and Sukkah to add a Tefach. You're not allowed to. So they call it, so you're not allowed to open the door, you're not allowed to close the door. But he says it's a different heter. We know, we'll see later in the halachas of oil, if you have a shlek on top of the schach, you're allowed to put it down on Shabbos. Why? You're doing the oil. But the answer is, not only because it's close to the schach, while it's attached with hinges, it's connected to the house, it's like opening and closing a door. Zorim Shem Zalman, b'meile, to close this door, it's not called that you're doing something in Shabbos. Avada, the machmirim that don't agree with this, taina, that is different. Closing and opening the shlak of the sukkah, of the house, it's a shlak, it's opening and closing. The sukkah, when the door is open, sinishkan sukkanish. It's not a door and opening and closing of a sukkah. This door is opening and closing of a house. Pug, when it's here, the sukkah works out. It's not, you can't call it the open sukkah and a closed sukkah. Even more, they say, a house with a roof that is open, it's a house with a roof that is open and closed. Sukkah without the three walls is nishkan sukkah nisht. So in the Har Zvifach, Bessar Zvifrank, in the Har Riket, and in the Baden, and the, I don't know how they call it exactly, the Goes there, he's Mesupik. Also, Sefer HaSukkah, he brings it down. But the Iker HaLoche, the Achroah is that you're allowed to. Lekula Alma, you're allowed to do it al Yedei Goy. So it's a mitzvah, mechitza, materes, again, you do it lezman. Not for Kavua. So if you have such a shayla, if you're missing a wall in the sukkah, and mechitza materas lezman, you're allowed to do al yedei goy. Mechitza materas lezman, you're allowed to do al yedei goy. Now, there's another shayla in mechitza materas that is not brought down in the poiskim, but it's nagar very much, it's a big vikuach in the American oil. We know you're not allowed to do mechitza materas on Shabbos. You have a simcha and you want to daven. So till now, Lama Zagun, you had mechitzas in between the noshim and the gvorim for the shalom brachas. You're allowed. It's not mechitza materas. It's a fafrum de zach that you have a mechitza, yeah? Meikar adin is no isur. Walking in the street is no isur be'etzet. But for davening, we can't daven with noshim together in the same room. Can't have a minion on a mechitza for Ezra's noshim. So they want to take the mechitzas now and move them. The men will daven at the edge and they will move them to put a mechitza too. You're allowed to put a mechitza or not? Mechitza materas. So why I'm saying it's Americanish shayla? Meretz Yisrael, they hold it's b'chal mishkin shayla, avada you're allowed to. It's not mechitza materas, you just need not to see the woman. But if you're Moshe Feinstein in the famous tshuva, that mechitza in the shul doesn't have to be above the head, be'etzim, yeah? I think that I saw in young something, shuls like that, yeah? That they have, not a lot of young shuls, they have like short mechitzas. Shir mechitza. So if it's the chalois din shir mechitza, so l'chu, I mean, here to be a chumo, that in Shabbos, you can't do this mechitza, it's mechitza materas. But Ochi Shabbos is marich, and he claims name, that you're allowed to. He claims that you're allowed to. And his hesper is, that not even if you're a Moshe, it's not a chalois din mechitza, it's a chalois hefsek. It means rayas. המחיצה תלוי על המושל, was not called המחיצה בגלל כל התריה כולו. If the gdoim could pass in the bottom. If the shul doesn't make a difference, if it's a little bit open in the bottom. But this is the הלוך of המחיצה המטרס. So בעצם, it's more הלוכס, and different הלוכס, that are not נגיע to us, that could be נגיע, מחיצה מחיצה המטרס, זה הלוכס, you're not allowed to do places that are ספורים and filling, but not in army's girls. Hashem, all my life, we're going to give you also more different shailas the halachas of mechitza materas. I want to start the halachas of oil. And this is the halachas chamuras and it's very unknown, but we're going to say the Radvari. Is the Isur to do oil aray afilu b'Shabbos? What is called oil? Oil is called something that is made to be mahil. Dahainu, that the rain will not come, the sun will not come, the flies will not come. This is called oil. The Isur to do oil, we'll divide it. Oil hamahil means I'm doing the oil to protect. Even not ba'oifen kavua, ba'oifen aray. Is the Isur de Rabbanon, even without walls, even without mechitzas, is the Isur to do oil aray. Even without mechitzas, is the Isur to do oil aray. What is the case that even without mechitzas, we'll see later, with mechitzas is all different shailas. Even without mechitzas, you're not allowed to do something to be mild to protect. Kler de chazanish. So what it means even without mechitzas? So how it's standing? How it's also to do oil even without mechitzas?
Poles.
So the very easy way to say is poles. You right? This is one way. Kler de chazanish, what if you're holding it in your hands? You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Very again, Eretz Yisrael, especially. Especially from this week. You're allowed to in your hands or not. The Chazanish claims you're allowed to. Chazanish claims you're allowed to. With your hands, you're allowed to. Also, the Tehillah of David wants to say you're allowed to. The Pchaim Noe is not so poshut to him that you're allowed to. I want to explain. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to the shail if you're allowed to hold an umbrella in Shabbos or not. Hold an umbrella is the oil without mechitzas. So it's two shails. If you're allowed to open an umbrella, and if it was open before Shabbos, if you're allowed to hold it. Avad Gans Klal Yisrael Kiblu Al Atzmam, the Yehuda says it's Da'iraisa, not to open an umbrella in Shabbos and not to walk with an open umbrella in Shabbos. But then the Yehuda says that to open an umbrella in Shabbos is an Isur Gamu. Call it. It's a Rabbanu, it's a Da'iraisa, we'll get it. Freitem Shem Zaman Ayabach, if the Chazanish is right that you're allowed to hold it in your hands, the umbrella you hold in your hands? So the Chazanish, Zakim Shem Zaman, umbrella is Bechefze Oyel. Even without holding it, it's an umbrella, B'mekoymai. What is it? Umbrella.
Floor.
No, it's on the floor. If you see an open umbrella on the floor, what do you say it is? Umbrella. You see a towel on the floor, you say it's a towel. You don't say it's an oil. I know you can ask me for a closed umbrella. Say it. But I'm only mamchish. Here is the shayla. You're allowed to, the moshul, as a minig in Klal Yisrael. I don't know. I think most Klal Yisrael have such a minig. The chosen bereishis, the chosen teir, when they go to get an aliyah, everyone makes the oil around them in Shabbos. Zog the Chazanish, my pshat. Zog the B'chaim, no, I know, it's not a pshat. It's a different reason. They're not doing it to protect Bichlal. It's only derech kovet. Zog the B'chaim, Zalman Rebach, Nafkamina Lamaisa, you're going to the Koisel and start to rain B'chaim, Kiras HaTeire. Dribbling. So what they do today, the meaning in the Koisel is, okay, now this says really not to take the Sefer Teire's house when it's red. But in the old days, what they did, they just put a talis on. Two people picked up a talis. And they protected. It was raining more, they would hold the plastic. Haim, the Kaisel doesn't let any more than they're right. But if it's raining, they don't let the Sabbateras out. But I'm old. So they had like plastics, and the Oilam hold the plastics in their hands. Oilam also in the summer when Choshev and Rebbes came. So the Oilam would do Chosin Bereshis, the Ganze, you know, the Ganze Yo Chosin Bereshis, no. So the Shai, it's oil. If you answer like the Chazanish that Bayad is no Shem Oyel, so it's not a problem. But if Reb Chaim Noe, Lechura b'imokim to be machmir. Again, the Iker Psak is that it's mutter. The Iker Psak is that it's mutter. Avade, we will have some questions on it. I don't know if we'll get to them today. You know, you're not allowed to wear hats that have a very big caps and all these things. We'll see. Some you're allowed to, some you're not allowed to. But there's a seif in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to go with a hat that has a tefach. You know, some yeshivas have like hats Yeah? It's a big shot if you're allowed to go with these hats and Shabbos. Cap hats. We'll get to it. It's a Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to. You are allowed to. We'll get to it. Bezus Hashem. The more shyly that Bezus Hashem will get to it, that you know, you see half of Klal Yisrael are going with it, is these coats, the American coats, that oil gomu, yeah? These oils. If you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. What? What that you could put your hat in your car inside the hat? You know, it's big new zachen.
My
sister's
okay?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I know some rabbanim are matter it. I know some rabbanim are matter it.
Can you use one?
What? If you're allowed to use one? If I will use one? I have a whole story. A rain cover, not a normal hat. The one that you could, you see is a ganze, you see like when it, you see a ganze zachte, you see oil. You
the rain cover. You put the plastic over the hat.
I'm speaking of that big stuff. That shayla, it's a big shayla. We'll get it. Let me get. People, oil is a halacha that people don't know commercial tzorich. But the shayla is, find them from Zalman, but it's bichlam not on a pole. Why it to be usul? It's not in a pool. The person is wearing it. If you say that on the hands it's not a problem, if on the hands it's not a problem, what?
It's in
the
umbrella.
It's different than an umbrella. When it's not open, it's not a, it goes inside a zip belt. Yeah? It's a different shot if it's tilted because it's not a glavisha. So we'll get this. It's a lot to handle these new zachen. But, Mikol Mekoyim, well, Shem Zalman says, maybe there it's the derech. It's Mekoyimoy. Oil in the hands is Nishkin oil. But a hat with a coat is your derech. It's your derech. This is what Shem Zalman has such a tzad. We'll see later, it's called more halachas when you put up a reiches. But again, the Iker halacha is that the talis and these zachen we pass and there is no Yisur oil. Now, these halachas are also set for kids. Not only for adults. The marshal. Kids like to, a lot of times, Shabbos afternoon, you know, to take the two bunk beds and to put a blanket on top. Yeah, it's Isur oil gomu. Isur drabon. It's like eating chicken with milk. The same Isur. And not only that, if your kids do it, Be'ez Hashem, you're not allowed to break it down because oil ara is osur listo b'Shabbos. A lot of times, the two little kids, 5 years old, they take two chairs and they put like a little blanket and they try to hide there. Yeah? It's Isur gomu of oil. And not only that, you can not break it.
Can you use it?
Meis Shabbos, Shegeg. That's what you told me in Pashas also. Meis Shabbos, Shegeg, amazing.
You find the kid, you have to come out
to work? Well, if you're not going to take him out, yes. Because you're not going to use it.
No, but it's not to use.
Why? The kid wants to hide there. What about you? This is called oil. It doesn't have to rain. He wants to be under that. Not only that, Rosh Hashanah, even not because he's hiding. Not even playing hiding. They want to play, you know, Tati and Mami there, yeah? Also, it's not even that. They have these oils, they do it inside. It's also awesome. If you want to be inside this place, to be covered with this thing, this is called oil.
A person wraps himself around with a blanket, the same thing?
If you put, we'll get in a second. Why are you wearing the clothes? How do you get dressed? Yeah. I have to go to the blanket.
I'm like a whole person.
Now, the Isur oil is only when you put, the Chaznish says, Mishnah never brings it down, that you have the poles and then you put the roof on. But if you hold the roof in your hands and you bring the poles inside, you're allowed to. That is the Chazanish. Again, the Shitos said you're allowed to hold it in your hands, this is his proof. And then you bring the poles, you're allowed to. For the people that don't hold it, the Chazanish will explain, if they answer it, why, how you could do Shalai Kederech. Now, the Isu Asiyas Oyel, has to have two conditions. One, that is a halal tefach in between the oil and the place that he's ma'il. And it has to be roch of tefach. You hear Yosef? Halal tefach and roch of tefach. We'll discuss later. A prisoner is laying, is covering himself in a blanket, and there's a space in between. And Zorach of Tefach, then we'll have a shayla. We'll find out why it's mut, what is their take. Or be a soil isu oil is only if it's halal tefach, the height of the oil is a tefach, and is roch of tefach al tefach. Then is the isu asiyas oil. Then is the isu asiyas oil, and afilu oil arai. And afilu oil arai. Okay. I want now to say a couple klolim and oils, and then we'll start to go duch de alochis. Shlav alf of the alochis. Today we're doing the yesoides. As a halacha, that if you have already a halal a tefach, you're allowed to add more. You're allowed to be moisif an oil aray. If you have an oil aray, you're allowed to be moisif an oil aray. Small halacha. You're allowed to be moisif an oil aray. Second halacha is, if you have strings, lavud, and you want to cover it with a blanket, you're also allowed to. Even though the blanket protects you much more from the strings, but you moisif al oil aray. So you're allowed to add, if you have oil aray, you're allowed to add and decide more oil. If you have strings, you're allowed to cover it. Two ways of oil aray that you're allowed to add more shetach, more place, or to cover it. You have the oil aray, you're allowed to cover it. And the first halacha that you have a tefach, you're allowed to add, Zog de Shmir Shabbos, Shem of Schlesinger, that when you start to add, you have to start to add where it's done. I have a room and I have one piece of wood. And I want to add, I can't come to start to add from the other side. I have to start to add from the place that I have, and from there I go and I cover this side, and I go and I cover the other side. One aloch, so I'm allowed to add, and I have to start from that side. Is the aloch, if I have a lovewood, I'm allowed to add. Zog the Mishneh Brura, not only that I'm allowed to add when I have a couple strings of lovewood, I'm allowed to add on the side of it also. The Chazanish says you're not allowed to add on the side of the lovewood, only on top of the lovewood. This is the aloch that everyone says. Comes the Chazanish and asks a kasha. Marsho asks this kasha. If you have, you're allowed to do strings of lovewood in Shabbos? Yeah. Not oil. So it's a very easy way to build oil in Shabbos. First put a couple strings, and then cover it. Zog de Maharsho, you can't. Because you build the oil out in Shabbos. You're right, this you're allowed to, and this you're allowed to. But to do all of it, you're not allowed to. Zeb de Chazanish is mistapik. You have lovewood. Chazanish says you're not allowed to add near the lovewood, only on top. After you add on the top, you're allowed to add on the side? Chaznish is mistapek. This is the halachas apshutas. So now, this is clear that if you have a sukkah and it's raining, you're allowed to cover it with a plastic. Not only with a shlak. Even though the plastic was not connected before, you moisif al oil aray. If you're not putting the plastic direct on it, it will be shalosh tfachim above, then it's also. A lot of times it happens. It's raining. You want to throw a plastic over. So if you're rolling it on the schach, it's not a problem. But if you're not rolling it on the schach, because, for example, you have a higher place, you have two walls, and you want to roll it down, see if it's connected there. But if it's not connected, you put it before Shabbos, you put two thumbtacks or something to connect it, you're not allowed to roll it down. So what it'll be, if you have to do it before Shabbos, you have to leave already a tefach open from the plastic, and then on Shabbos you can close it. So what people do is, most of they don't have, so if it's on the schach, they could cover it with plastic, it's not a problem. But if it's not on the schach, so they have to open it a little bit, the roll doesn't call that it was open. Right? Even though the roll of the plastic is also a tefach, the Shulchan Aruch says it's not enough. You have to open it one tefach, so you leave one tefach open, and then you can open it. So, why these halachas are so much negeh? What?
He says you can't add to the side of it.
No, it's not. Here it's on it. It's not. If For everyone you're allowed. Why the shaylas are so much nogea? The sukkah, the schach, nah. The shaylas is nogea in our days, every door, the Shulchan Aruch, these halachas are full with boats, and people were going on the boats, and you know, to add their. Our days we're not in boats in Shabbos, yeah? So what is nogea very much to every person to know? And I want to tell you the halacha and the frumkeit. Carriages. We have carriages of kids. The way the carriages are done, most of the carriages, we have two kinds of carriages. We have the carriages that, sitting carriages, and we have like laying carriages. How they have the same ones, turn over, mumchim. But you say there's two kinds of carriages. Both kind of carriages, we don't want the kids to have sun. So we have like a little shade that opens and closes. That shade you're allowed to open and close in Shabbos because it's attached. So it's like opening and closing a door. For sure, sometimes, a lot of times, you have to remember this when you're married, the shade fell off, you know, it could click off. So even if you're allowed to click it back on Shabbos, but then you're not allowed to open it already, because it was not open and closed. If it's connected before Shabbos, you're allowed to open and close the shader in Shabbos. This is a halacha that everyone holds you allowed. In most cases, the vat. The problem is it starts to rain or snow on Shabbos. That is not enough. So what do you do? What do you do, Yossel, if it rains? You know everything, what? So what do you do? You never stop. What people do?
You have to remember.
No, yes. You put a plastic on. So here you moistif an oil eye. You're allowed to put a plastic on in Shabbos or not? What? So on that left.
You're rolling out on top.
You know? What?
You're rolling out on top, you know?
And then it goes over. That,
the cover, it's on top of the carriage.
It's also on top, and then it goes down and covers the whole kid.
Plastic's not a tefach thick.
Doesn't have to be thick tefach. Has to be halal tefach. In between the roof. Here is 10 tefachim. In between the, more, 20 tefachim. In between the roof and me. Here's a tefach in between my hand and my other hand. So what people say, okay, so if the carriage, the tap was open, tefach and Shabbos, it's not a problem. But a lot of times the carriage was closed in Shabbos, before Shabbos. So you want, first you want to open it, and then you put the plastic on. So lechure, it's totally in the suffix of the chazanish, if you're allowed to do it or not. So, and the Shmir Shabbos and the halachas inside, he says, here you're allowed to. First, because Be'ikir doesn't pass like the Chazanish. And he wants to say, even if the Chazanish, maybe it's different. Here, everyone sees that it's a Tosefes to Oyel Arai. It's different. In the bottom, he says, above it's Orichiyu. So, Me'ikir Adin, it's not a problem if you vary from. It's kedai to have it a tefach open on Shabbos. Again, to remember a tefach open means a tefach open. And not to say, when it's squished there, normally anyway is a tefach. The squish doesn't count. As if the circle doesn't count. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. If you have something rolled together, Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't count. Why? Shulchan Aruch, Mishavu explains. Because it was not meant to protect there. It just pushed there. So mele it's nira, the whole Isur of oil arai is nira ke ois oil b'Shabbos, nira ke boin. But again, if you didn't have it on, you're not allowed to. If you didn't have something open, you're not allowed to. Also, when you put the plastics, if you put the whole thing in one go, they say it's also okay. But a lot of times, for technical reasons, a lot of people, it doesn't work out, so first they move the roof, they start to organize the plastic, installing the kind of carriages. This is one kind of carriages that you have to know this halacha. There's another kind of carriages, sleeping carriages. The Hainu deer, the baby sleeps straight. It's like a bed. And these carriages, I don't know how they call them exactly, I'm sure they have a name. So, Bederch Klal, the way it's done, is two parts that cover the kid. Near the head is like a circle, like more chashuv hazeh. And then, near the body is like something lower that covers it. Like this, the parents could see through the hole the kid. Right? This is the way it runs. The carriage is straight, then it goes up, here like a circle, then it's this covers like this. Now, dear Lemarshal, if the top was open and the bottom was not open, you can't do the palm and Shabbos if it's not connected. Why? It's two different levels. The Moisif al Aray has to be that you Moisif in the same level. If you Moisif in the lower level, it's not good. Now, dear, a lot of times the bottom is not even connected. It's a zip, you have to zip it on. Sometimes it's like tacks that you just put them together. Dear Taka Einachanam, it could be useful to do it in Shabbos. So you have to be makbid in it. And this you have to be makbid. We'll go weiter. Umbrella, we're not allowed to use in Shabbos. Chachma Adair is also the Bir Aloha is Marich. Even that in the clothing of umbrella, it's not so poshut why it's not also. Why it's also. Go together in Shechenu Nochosh not to carry umbrellas on Shabbos. Now, the problem is in our generation, is all different kind of umbrellas. I don't mean all different kind that we have. You go to the garden, it's a nice umbrella that opens and you can sit in the garden. You're allowed to open that umbrella on Shabbos or not? It's also an umbrella, it's connected. The umbrella here is also connected. It's also a thing that you open and close. Shmir Shabbos says that you're allowed to. This was not bechlal the getter of the aser. He also they say even the ones that you have in the porch, if they has a very heavy base, you're allowed to. What is the machleik is the Heidi Kepoy scheme is some people have in the carriage like a little umbrella. So they have a whole cover. It's more fancy, like a little yellow umbrella on the side of the carriage. Some poiskim hold as bichlal the gzeir for umbrellas and it's also, and some are matir. So the ma'is it's a machlekes, you can't answer. It's a mokim. Now, we'll go weiter. Rabbi Yashiv has a chidush, says they gotta be kids, they have different toys of kids. One of the toys is they have like, I don't know how you call it, it's like, you know, they have these tents for kids, the kid goes into a tent in Shabbos. So the one that you have to build, for sure, is Isur Gomu. Sometimes you come to the house and they don't know the kids are busy building these tents. You know, you build them, you put like black pieces and you connect them together, it's mamish Isur Gomor of oil. Even if you're allowed to play in Lego in Shabbos, but this is Isur oil. It's Isur Gomor to do it in Shabbos. They have another thing, it's like a snake. They also use it to connect two tents together. It's made like a circle. You could fold it and it becomes like a big ring. And when you want to stretch the ring, the kid could go inside. You know what it is, the one there. Yeah, Yossel, this is not a get to have kids. The kids are lame. No. So, Rabbi Yashiv holds it's also to open it in Shabbos. It's one of the new kind of toys that go around. So, Rabbi Yashiv holds it's called Oyel. Now, a big shaila was Megay here in El Tisol a lot of times. People build a sukkah before sukkahs. The wind comes in sukkahs and moves the schach a little bit. Why did the shilas happen? Because today, you know, they have these new maps. The new kindness, they call it. The kindness, when it's windy, it blows and rolls back. It's a different shilas. If it's yochilam b'ruach mitzuyah, ainu yochilam b'ruach mitzuyah. So I had a story, my neighbor crossed the door, was a big wind, his schach rolled. He had a beautiful sukkah, although without mechitzas. Because the schach rolled into the middle, he had only two tfanas in the sukkah. He wants to know if in Shabbat he's allowed to push it back. He wanted to say, Muta, Moisif al-Oyel. Moisif al-Oyel. Moisif al-Oyel. Is a Mishneh Brura that says that it's also in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. Rechisuke. Now the Shaila is like this. Mishneh Mezaman Oyerbach wants to say that it's also because it's not called Moisif al-Oyel. Why? Avada is Moisif al-Oyel. But he holds, it's like a mechitza amateras. We said you're allowed to be moisif on mechitza amateras, but we said in sukkah, even if you have a tefach, you're not allowed to add more. Zogim b'shem zamer, why? Because a sukkah without seven tefachim is nishkin sukkah. A sukkah without tzchach is nishkin sukkah. The Shulam Meshiv wants to say similar. He wants to say that even that mechitza amateras, you're allowed to add a mechitza amateras, over an oyel amatir, you're not allowed to add. So basically, it's a big machlokes. If you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach wants to say that Avada you're not allowed to. Avada you're not allowed to. If the sukkah is not kosher, you're not allowed to add tzchach to kosher it. So lemaisa, we have to be choishes to Shmuel Zalman Oyerbach. Nochmal, so do I'm working to be makel because it's moisif al oyel. Shmuel Zalman says, "Val it's matir, you're not allowed to." Because before it's not called oyel, now it's matir, and before it didn't have a shem sukkah. So now you're creating a shem sukkah. While you're creating a shem sukkah, it's like b'shem zamen oyabach, it's also. Shalom Eishim says, tam. Mechitza amateres, we said, if it's tefach, you're allowed to add. It's oyel amayil, even if it's a tefach, you're not allowed to add. Even if it's a tefach, you're not allowed to add. Lemaise, what I would say is to use a goy. Why? The Mishneh Brura is a stir, if a schach fell, Mishneh Brura, Simen Tov Reish Chavov says not to use a goy, and Tov Reish Chav Lamed Zayin, he says to use a goy. But here, Valetz HaMachlekes, if you're allowed to add in such a case, and some shit is hold that Bichlal, in every Dover HaMatr, you're allowed to do with a goy, so B'mele, in such a case, the best answer is to tell a goy to add to the schach and to kash the sukkah. But the evidence, a goy makes a sukkah, L'shem Tzel, it's kosher. So this is the ma'aseh, the eitzah, if the sukkah falls again, people think, oh, I learned the halachas, I have a oil, it's only ma'asif. But you have to know, when you do, when it becomes a machshir, could be even if you ma'asif, could be that it's also. Another thing that kids have to be careful in oil, is when you play with Lego, or Kafla, and all these games, if you make a little house, a lot of times the kids like to make a little house, if there's a tefach and tefach inside, the over an isur oil. Not even an Isur Oyel. Also in these Kafla games, they build and then they make like woods.
Mickey
Mouse. What?
Mickey
Mouse.
That's
so expensive. Brown.
Yeah.
Look like big wolves.
Yeah.
So the kids play with it. I'm not going out to the Shaila if kids are allowed to play with it, but that is easier. Lego is a bigger Shaila. But these pieces, easier to play with it in Shabbos, but the B'derek Klal, what they do is they put a couple of pieces, some of my kids, that the way to hold it not to fall, if you have to put a couple of pieces cross. So it means you're doing oil. So if the kid wants to make oil, even if he's not planning to use it so much, could be. But this is what he wants, that this would be oil. But here's a house. This is called oil. And it could be that it's usul to do it in Shabbos. Now, all of this is when you want to protect. You want to make oil. You want to make oil. So this is the halacha that oil ara is usul. Also on that, we'll have to get back to all of the protein. But before that, what would be if you're not doing it to protect? You don't want to do it to protect. You stam. What do you mean stam? We'll divide the stam to two. But first we'll say stam. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is like that. If you're not doing it to protect, you're doing it stam. Stam, I don't mean without a purpose. For example, we'll use a table. You want to put your feet under the table. You're planning to use the place under the table. You're not doing it to protect. You're not planning to hide your feet. A bed. You'd put things under your bed. We'll see later exactly. This is not called that you're doing it l'shem oyel. But it's called that you're doing it stam. You use that place, now you're trying to protect. Zog de Mishne Brure, ein echenami. It's not to protect. But even so, while it has three mechitzas, it's not what happens with two, but while it has three mechitzas, even two mepashtas, it's called oil, and it's also to do it in Shabbos. The Hainu, you're not allowed to do in Shabbos 1, 2, 3 walls and cover it. Even if you're not doing it le'oyel. Like in the Kafla. They build and they build. It's also. If it doesn't have mechitzas, it only has poles, you're allowed to. The Biur HaLocha says the Rashba is machmir also, and that we don't pass in it. What would be if you don't want to use it at all? At all. We'll see later in the second one is the case. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Iker Adin it's Mutar and the Rashba is Machmir. But only, and the Biur HaLocha brings down that the Taz is Machmir, but only if it has four mechitzas. I will explain what I mean. Lemosho, a person takes two Sfarim, Shechonor brings down the case, takes two Sfarim. Now he finishes to learn, he wants to put the Sefer here, that he could learn higher. So Mishnah Berurah speaks if you're allowed to or not, because you're mishtamish b'sforim, l'maisi you made a small oil here. So if it, dear, pshat is, I'm not mechaven b'chlal, I'm not, from my point it could be close. I'm not trying to make an oil here. Then it's not a shayla. Then it's taken out a shayla. Then it's taken out a shayla. But, if it's not like this case, if you're doing the mechitzas and you want to use the place inside, again, you're not doing it to protect. You're not trying to be closed in the place. The example we'll see, like a table, like a dish, all these things. For example, I'll give you another example. You have a fire, so you have two stones, you have fire in between, and you put a cover. So you want to have the fire there. It's not like in this case that you don't want to have the ear there. Mishnah Berurah says, if it has two or three, we'll see, mechitzas, it's also, if it has three mechitzas, it's also to do it in Shabbos. It's also to do it in Shabbos if it has three mechitzas. If it doesn't have three mechitzas, only has poles, or we'll see some shittas even in two, you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. But again, we said oil l'shem le'ohil is asur even without mechitzas. If it's not asur le'ohil, it's only asur with mechitzas. It's only asur with mechitzas. Shtayim v'shalosh mechitzas is asur. The isur with mechitzas is only if you build the mechitzas in Shabbos. But if you didn't build the mechitzas in Shabbos, the mechitzas were there. Then you're allowed to cover it. So again, till now we spoke about oil l'shem le'ahil. I want to protect it, I want to close it, I want it to be closed, I don't want bugs to go in. Then it's also even without mechitzas. But if it's not made lehogim, but you want the place to have things inside, see in a second, different mechitzas. Then if you did the mechitzas in Shabbos, it's also, if you didn't do mechitzas in Shabbos, you did the mechitzas before Shabbos, it's muta. Tell them what you did. If you did the mechitzas before Shabbos, you didn't do mechitzas before Shabbos. If it has four mechitzas, could be it's also afilu on a kavone. This is Be'etzem, the second chelik. This will bring us, Be'ez Hashem, to the second part of the halachas, that we'll have to see by Al-Chove. A person has a bed. It's putting on a bet in Shabbos. He's allowed to put the mattress on a bed in the case that there's no bottom, there's only a couple sticks. You're allowed to open the table in Shabbos, making oil. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Sometimes you're putting a tablecloth, you have also mechitzas. You're allowed to cover a pot in Shabbos, you're doing oil. You have these things, you cover cakes. Are you allowed to put them on Shabbos or not? Shabbos Zaman Rebbe says you're not allowed to. Oil. Silver foil. A lot of pots you cover with silver foil. You're allowed to cover them in Shabbos or not? So we have to see all of these things. It's better than the second chelik of oil. That is again, when you have a kavanah le'oil, you don't have a kavanah le'oil, you're allowed to be male or not. Be'ez Hashem, next week, we'll go into these parotim, l'maisa, what to do.